to think that we could have this 40-pound wild canid able to coexist and live amongst us, and most of us never know.
This is Hypothesis. I'm Alec Hamilton. Today we have a story about an unlikely newcomer to New York City.
The coyote is a conservation success story in a field that needs success stories.
Mark Weckel is the co-founder of the Gotham Coyote Project. He says over the last century and a half, coyotes were hunted mercilessly in the West. So they expanded their range eastward, where human agriculture had turned the habitat favorable.
We also eliminated the eastern cougar and the eastern wolf, so there was no top predator to keep them down.
In the Northeast, they bred with wolves, becoming larger and stronger. Around 1940, these coy wolves first showed up in New York State.
Within 60 to 70 years, they've come to colonize the entire state, except for Long Island.
10 years ago, they reached New York City, taking up residence in the Bronx. But they're stealthy neighbors, living mainly in parks.
The secret to the coyote's success, honestly, is avoiding us at all cost.
The Coyote Project tracks them using motion-triggered cameras and DNA analysis from the scat they leave behind. One lingering mystery? How they get around town. The project has captured images of one coyote living in Queens, and they've been sighted in Manhattan and Brooklyn.
That's the million-dollar question. How do coyotes actually get to Long Island? Coyotes could easily swim the East River, even though it's pretty rough, but they also more readily might actually walk a bridge.
Weckel says it's amazing to think how such a short time ago, there were no coyotes in the city.
I'm blown away that they could be so malleable and adaptable that they can actually make it home in New York City. If this was 1990, nobody would ever predict we'd be having this conversation.
I'm Alec Hamilton. This is Hypothesis.